This is the Absolute Philosopher here in Campo, California, bringing you the Absolute Philosopher from Campo, California, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, the Dean of the University of Philosophy and the University of Healing. Our topic today is a very interesting topic. It's called Travel is Living in the Now. Now, as we hear these words, we think to ourselves, what an interesting way of saying something. Certainly, it doesn't express the positiveness of reality, or does it? Science tells us that all time is here and all space is now, or all space is here and all time is now. And if that's true, then travel is living in the now. For each instant of our life is a now. And I particularly like the statement of Jonathan Livingston Seagull. He said, perfect speed is being there. And I think that's a most notable and most wonderful statement to make. Perfect speed is being there. How often do you really travel? How often do you really move from place to place? We say, I seldom remember the specific incidents because I was there and was very busy being in the now. We have experiences in our life at various locations, and we don't even think about the location. Ellen and I just returned from a tour of Africa and Europe and England, and now I'm going off to Canada tomorrow morning to give a seminar there. And everywhere we go, we are in no place. We are not someplace new. We are with people we love, people we delight in being with, people we love to share our ideas with, and they love to respond. And we don't think that we're in Zurich or that we're in Bern or Basel. We don't think that we're out at Monterey in this beautiful hotel up on the mountainside overlooking Lake Lucano. We don't even think of that. We just think right here, we're in the now. And we were in Phoenix in a beautiful hotel during the INTA conference, and the weather outside was very hot. And we never even thought of going outside. We stayed in the hotel, we lived in the hotel, we had our seminar in the hotel, and then we went away to our airplanes and left the hotel. But we were always in the now. We were always, in any instance, in the now. It's a touchy thing to say, because a lot of people say, well, what about when I'm there somewhere else? Now, just think about it. Your mother is having a birthday, and so you're going to go and be with your mother on your birthday. I presume you're going to go because you're not there. But now, if you were there, you wouldn't go. You would be there to have a birthday with your mother. So I say, let's have a birthday with your mother. And you say, oh, my mother is such a fantastic lady. She has a house of her own. She has a lovely garden, and she has a gardener take care of the lawn because it's such a large lawn. And she's just a very happy lady. Now, where was that person while they were describing their mother and their lawn and the house? And they were right there. They could not have been more there than they were in giving that description, because they were noting each little item that made it home, that made it the now. And that's very positive and very beautiful. We each do that. We live in the now, because each moment we are in our consciousness wherever we are. We are, as Ellen and I were traveling from Egypt a long time ago, and we can think of ourselves being back there right now, being in the Grand Pyramid, just having a great old time. And then we can see ourselves driving down the Nigerian highways with the big hot potholes all over, where you have to be careful because the water is the level of the road, and the car is plush down in 10 feet deep, and because the stream runs underneath it and makes it quite something. Well, I'm right there as I'm describing it to you, because I'm seeing cars that went plutch and other cars that drove around the edge after the first car went plutch, because he knew not to go where that car went, because there was no road. But I can see that. I can see it very clearly. And I can see very clearly that each time we stopped for a flat tire, we had a number of flat tires. And the flat tires were symbolic because we were upset with other drivers on the road. And we created our own flat tire. And one time we had a flat tire and pulled off the road, and there was a very fine-looking young man with the black trousers and pure white shirt, and is, you know, well maintained. He's going out to church or something, and we asked him to give us a hand changing the tire. Oh, sure, you know, and brr, 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 he just did everything the right way. He didn't get a speck of dirt on him because he didn't expect to. But I can see that right now. I'm watching him right now as he's doing his little chore, and it's just really wonderful because I'm there. I'm there wherever my consciousness is. And so our consciousness, by the way, Ellen, where is your consciousness?
Right here, right now, inside of me.
Your consciousness is in you, right. And so if you are thinking of Nigeria, then Nigeria is in you, isn't it?
That's right.
And if you're thinking of Australia, Australia is in you. If you're thinking of Campo here, Campo's in you. And if you think of the various locations on campus, of the buildings here, they're in you, wherever your consciousness is. You see, consciousness is the spacelessness, the timelessness of all, and it's the only reality. Because if you're not conscious of a house, the house doesn't exist for you. If you're not conscious of the highway, if you're not conscious of the moon, the stars, and the sun, and so forth, they don't exist for you. Because only when you're conscious of it do they exist for you. And does it respond to whoever you are? Now you can think to yourself, ooh, we're getting very close to that magnetic field. I can feel a difference in my body because we're very close. And then little by little, we are very close. And as we get very close, you can just feel the sensation of this magnetism pulling at various aspects of your body which are magnet-oriented. And you say, wow, that is quite something. That's amazing. But yet, who created that magnetism? It was only you on the inner, you who created that magnetism to give it a power outside yourself. So when you think of magnetism, you really aren't thinking of something outside of yourself. You're thinking of it right inside of yourself, affecting whatever you are thinking. And if it affects what you see, the little iron filings moving around on a glass top or something, all of this is now, because actually time and space are consciousness, and consciousness is what we are right now. The Absolute Philosopher oftentimes talks on interesting topics, and today we shared the topic that travel is living in the now, and it certainly is. Have a lovely evening, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.